Go ahead and raise your hands if you have any questions, please. We'll start off with Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Jordan, first of all, congratulations. Just kind of your thoughts on being a member of the Diamondbacks organization now.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be a part of this team. And I can't wait to get back out there and get to work.
Nick Pecoro.
Hey, Jordan, could you take us through your kind of thought process for signing versus going to school?
Yeah, the whole time, really, it's been Vanderbilt. And just over the time, obviously, the Diamondbacks made a great offer. And they just kind of showed how much they really wanted me. So that made me really comfortable with this team. And that ended up being the final decision. But Vanderbilt's obviously a great program, but I'm ready to get going with the Diamondbacks.
Zach Buchanan.
Hey, Jordan, congrats. I cover the team for The Athletic. Just what was it like for you on draft night? You know, it seemed like at the top of the draft, there was less certainty than there is in a lot of years as to who was going to go where.
Yeah, obviously, I try to hide most of my emotion most of the time, more even killed. But there's definitely some nerves there, and that uncertainty definitely got to me a little bit. But I was at that time when I heard my name, and once I got that call, it was really special, and it's a moment I'll never forget.
Steve Gilbert.
What was your experience like today at the ballpark getting to meet some of the guys?
Yeah, it was great. Peralta actually came over, brought me back behind the cage for BP. Got to meet Cole and Asdrubal, some of those guys. So it was kind of cool to learn from them in a little bit I had. But just to see the balls come off their bats and kind of be in that stadium right there with them, it's pretty exciting. And it makes me excited for the future.
Back to you, Nick.
Back to draft night. Did you have a sense that it was going to be the Diamondbacks? Like, at what point did you know that was going to be the way it was going to play out?
Yeah, it was pretty uncertain up until the last 30 minutes. And then I knew the top four weren't going to happen. So then we were probably pick four by the time I knew the Diamondbacks were going to be the option. Greg got the call, pulled me back. We had a brief conversation, and then it was just celebration from there. Walked out. Smile on my face and join my family, and got to work. So it was a great moment.
Back to you, Zach.
Jordan, I know during your senior season, I think maybe Jamie Newberg wrote a story on you where, you know, it was made very clear how committed you were to Vanderbilt. If you had told yourself back then that, you know, you would have been choosing to sign instead, would that have been surprising to you at the time?
Looking back on it, yes, just the mindset we were in, but obviously we've talked in extensive conversations with the Diamondbacks, and I think they've soothed kind of everything I had questions about, and I'm definitely happy to be here. So looking back from high school, maybe I wouldn't be here, but now I'm glad to say I am.
What kind of things did they kind of soothe your, what concerns did you have, Jordan?
Just kind of scheduling and obviously the deal, but in different terms we came to. But really just getting to me in the FIST system and talking to all the guys at the top. I feel like those conversations, and obviously some went through Greg, but overall I feel like just those kind of soothed my whatever I was really feeling.
Back to you, Steve.
Torrey said that you guys had exchanged some text messages over the last few weeks. How was that hearing from him and kind of having a little bit of a back and forth with him? How much did that kind of help in your decision making, or at least your comfort with the organization?
Sorry, who'd you say again?
Torrey Lovello.
Oh, yes. It was cool to hear from your manager, of course. Reaching out, I had a couple of conversations with him, and just to see how he thinks, especially at the top. Obviously, I'm coming in towards the bottom, but you kind of want to know what that program is and what his ideas and the different ways he thinks. I think just kind of getting to know him and knowing how he approaches the team was really important for me. And that also kind of goes into the question before about soothing maybe some of my concerns or anything like that.
Go ahead, Zach.
Jordan, just what were these last 3 weeks like between being drafted and today, just as you're trying to make your decision? Is it something like, were you kind of, was there anxiety over which way to go, or were you able to kind of relax and enjoy the time and kind of plug away at it piece by piece? What was it like for you?
I'd say there's always a little bit of nerves, but I'm a pretty calm person, and really I got drafted or it's either Vanderbilt. So I feel like it was really two good options for me. And I think that soothed some of the nerves I had. But I really just try to enjoy it, have spend time with my family and everything you can kind of think of.
Go ahead, Nick.
Jordan, how do you kind of see yourself as a player? Like what do you think your strengths are? What kind of big leaguer do you want to be?
I see myself as an impact player. Obviously a five tool kind of guy that can hold down the shortstop spot in the major leagues. And that's what I look to do once I get out here. But I think I can come in whenever it's time and get the job done and hopefully bring this team back to a lot of wins.
What does it mean when you see your name? I think on the broadcast, you were probably busy that night, but on the draft, they were comparing you to Correa and Derek Jeter. What does that mean?
It's special. Those are the guys I look up to and I've followed over my whole baseball development. So to hear those names and then especially that side by side with Correa, I think that was special. That was really cool to see. But yeah, it's just the similarities are off the charts and I hope that can I'll turn into exactly what he's done and hopefully more.
Is that Correa? Is that kind of a coincidental in any way, or do you feel like your swing and your actions are actually truly kind of modeled after him?
No, I think for sure. I think I've said Correa and Jeter the whole time, and I feel like that really is true. And I'm from those side by side, I feel like there's definitely some actions that are pretty similar.
Zach?
Jordan, just who in the league right now or what players did you know, over the last few years, have you watched a lot that are your favorites? And are there any players on this team right now that you found yourself kind of looking up highlights of or seeing how they've done?
Yeah, Andrelton Simmons would be one, really, for defensive actions. Correa, I've really always followed. Always a big Yankees fan, so kind of some of them, Judge. But really, just I like to watch Tatis, some of the bigger names. Sometimes they're the highlight kind of guys, and I feel like that's what makes baseball fun to watch. So I feel like I'm just a baseball fan at the end of the day, and I've been blessed to be a pretty good baseball player as well.
Any other questions for Jordan? Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, Jordan, I mean, obviously you've been talked about as being a high draft pick for a while now. Just at what point in your life did you know that pro ball was going to be in your future?
It's hard to say. I feel like there's never really been that one moment, pinpoint moment, I've stepped back and said, wow, I could be a major leaguer one day. But I feel like just over the years, I feel like I've somewhat been a step ahead or my tools have been just a little bit better. And I feel like that's definitely played out every time I've stepped on the field.
Any more questions for Jordan? All right. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jordan. Congrats.
Hey, thanks, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you all.